Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1900, recorded on Thursday, the 31st of March, 2016, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm James McGarry, and I'm joined by Dorothy Sneesby.
Thank you, James. We'd like to welcome new listeners Eileen Thomas and June Baxter, both in Norwich. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox recordings. As always, we have a selection of news items, two features, one on the remarkable Peggy Carr and the other on an iconic city firm. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include the financial problems at the Hewitt Academy, rising rail demand and an astronomer's joy. But first, an inspirational little girl.
An inspirational little girl who is in the middle of chemotherapy treatment has helped to raise hundreds of pounds to support cancer patients. Six-year-old Ruth Carpenter co-hosted an extra special tea party with the Lord Mayor of Norwich, Brenda Arthur, to support local cancer charity Big C. The Lord Mayor's parlour was transformed with balloons, cakes and games organised by the youngster for the Big C Big Cuppa event, which was attended by Ruth's friends and neighbours and family and raised £341.25. The Coleman Infant School pupil had been planning a coffee morning at her Norwich home last September for Macmillan Cancer Support's World's Biggest Coffee Morning when she was diagnosed with a Wilms tumour in one of her kidneys. Ruth's original fundraiser was cancelled as she underwent gruelling treatment at Adam Brooks Hospital in Cambridge. And when Big C asked the Lord Mayor if she would hold a Big Cuppa event, she invited the youngster to co-host the party to make up for the one she missed. Mrs. Arthur, who is a neighbour of Ruth's family, said she was impressed by how hard Ruth had worked to make the event a success, while also going through such a traumatic time herself.
Norfolk police bosses insist they have set up an action plan to overcome teething problems with a new computer system. Norfolk Constabulary has introduced a new ICT system called an Athena, which, for the first time, brings together areas of investigation management, including crime recording, intelligence and custody and case preparation. But there have been concerns over the implementation of the system and the quality of data that was being produced since it went live in October last year. A report, which went before the Police Accountability Forum at Wyndham, stated there had been issues over data quality, which had impacted on a number of areas, including crime recording. Speaking at the meeting, Charlie Hall, Norfolk's Deputy Chief Constable, insisted that the system does what they need it to do, but said the challenge was making sure the user knows how to use it.
Spurston High School has won formal government approval to become an academy. The school announced in June it would consult parents on becoming an academy, sponsored by the Right for Success Trust, which took over the former Saul Park College last September. In the formal consultation, which 4.5% of parents and 10.5% of staff took part in, 49% were against the proposal and 43% in favour. In a letter to parents, Chair of Governors Linda Bennett said the governing body would now work with the County Council and Right for Success to ensure a smooth transition.
Armed police have been on patrol at Norwich International Airport to offer reassurance following the deadly attacks in Belgium, it has emerged. At least 31 people were killed and 270 injured in three suicide bomb attacks at the airport and a metro station in Brussels. As a result of the attacks, Sarah Hamlin, Assistant Chief Constable of Norfolk and Suffolk Police, said, although there is no specific threat to this region, officers who are overtly armed are in place and reassuring people at the city's airport, which is a gateway to Europe.
Questions have been raised over the financial viability of the Hewitt Academy as more than two-thirds of Year 7 places for the next school year remain unfilled. A total of 56 students have been offered a place at the Hewitt starting in September, and there are 180 available places. Norfolk County Council has revealed this was down from 69 in 2015 and 82 in 2014 and 84 in 2013. By comparison, the nearby City Academy has offered places to 147 students this year out of 180 available places. Hewitt Principal Tom Leveridge said admission numbers had been in decline before the school became an Inspiration Trust Academy, and the application deadline was too early for changes to be felt. But Norwich South MP Clive Lewis said this showed parents were voting with their feet. A Hewitt spokesman said admissions numbers would likely increase slightly before September, following appeals and late applications. Asked whether the low admission numbers affected the financial viability of the school, Principal Mr. Leveridge declined to answer directly. Academies receive funding per pupil, and any reduction in pupils will result in a drop in funding. Instead, he said, "It's a sad fact that applications for the Hewitt have been on the decline for a decade. So while these figures are disappointing, they are not a surprise. I am confident that through this summer's results and when they visit the school, the pupils and parents of Norwich will see how improved things are and come back to their school." The use of the Hewitt site in Cecil Road for educational use dates from 1958, and decades ago, it was one of the largest schools in the county, with almost 2,000 pupils on the school's roll. A recent Ofsted report showed the total number of pupils as 600.
Hopes have been raised that a vacant Norwich Community Centre, which city council leaders say they can no longer afford to run, could be taken on by a group of volunteers. The Russell Street Community Centre has been empty since 2014, but could now become the first example of Norwich City Council using new powers to hand it over to the community. Eight groups have visited the 1970s-built centre off Higham Street with a view to taking it over, and one group has been invited to submit a business plan. The centre closed after the standing down of the volunteer committee which had previously run it. Through a process called community asset transfer, the centre could be leased to a community group or volunteer organisation at less than market value, or at a reduced or peppercorn rent, or even rent-free. Letters were sent to people living near the centre asking them if they would like to get involved in taking it over, and that led to eight viewings and three groups submitting expressions of interest.
An array of projects needed to speed up and increase the number of train services to London and Cambridge has been drawn up to send to ministers for funding. The new Network Rail report highlights the measures needed on the rail network to cope with an expected surge in demand for already packed rush hour trains. Measures include a major upgrade to Trail Swing Bridge, extra tracks in Essex and Suffolk, extra platforms at Liverpool Street, plans for level crossing closures. But the taxpayer-funded infrastructure company Network Rail has not yet calculated how much the schemes will cost or secured funding for the project, which will be needed to create more frequent and faster trains to the capital. The study calculates that the number of people on rush hour trains on the Norwich to London line is set to surge by 32% by 2023 and 75% by 2043. The West Anglia Main Line, which includes train services from King's Lynn to the capital, is set to surge 18% in the next 7 years and 39% in the next 27 years. Mark Pendlington, chairman of New Anglia LEP and co-chairman of the Great Eastern Rail Mainline Task Force, said if all of the improvements recommended were approved, it would be future-proof and the service would be fine until 2043. However, he added, it is also important to remember these are just recommendations. Our job is to ensure that they become a reality and to keep the pressure on Network Rail and the Department for Transport to ensure the funding is forthcoming.
The female peregrine falcon at Norwich Cathedral laid her fourth and final egg just in the nick of time for Easter. The hawk and Our Trust confirmed the last of the clutch of eggs had arrived. Full-time incubation of the four red eggs has now begun. It is hoped the chicks will hatch by the end of April. Since the platform was set up on the city's cathedral by the Hawk and Owl Trust in 2011, an average of four chicks have been born each year, with a 50% survival rate. The Hawk and Owl Trust watch point, which attracts more than 30,000 people each year to observe the birds in the cathedral close, recently opened for viewing. But the Trust took the decision to shut the watch point because of the Met Office warning on high winds.
One of Norwich's most popular pubs could get even bigger after plans were lodged for it to expand into nearby empty offices. J.D. Weatherspoon has asked Norwich City Council for permission to make the extension to the Bell Hotel in Orford Hill in the city centre. The pub chain is seeking approval to extend the floor space for drinkers into empty offices above the Santander Bank. Eddie Gershon, spokesman for J.D. Weatherspoon, said, "The Bell Hotel is one of our most long-established pubs in the UK and one of the most popular in Norwich and Norfolk. We are always keen to add value for our customers and as a result, we have put in for planning permission to extend. That is a decision to be made by the City Council, but we are very keen to extend and create an even better pub for our customers."
An amateur astronomer's stargazing initiative has led to the discovery of more than a dozen newly formed solar systems. Michael Poxon of Great Plumstead formed an international study group in 2014 to search for stars that could one day be orbited by planets. It involved astronomers from around the world looking at hundreds of stars more than 400 light years away in the Milky Way. And after more than a year of studying data, the 63-year-old has now received the news he has been waiting for. He was contacted by an astronomer in Argentina to say that 13 of the stars observed show signs of newly formed solar systems. Mr. Poxon said, "When I first started this, I didn't expect to find many, if any at all, and we now have found a dozen. It has made my day." The next step is to get amateur astronomers to monitor these stars for their light changes, which will give us ideas about how many planets are forming and how fast they are forming. The study looked at about 300 eclipsing binaries, which are two stars that create an eclipse when they pass each other. Astronomers are able to identify these types of objects known as Algol stars by looking at the way their light fades over time. But Mr. Poxon said the type of light fade can be produced in another way, and this formed the basis of his study. The former web designer explained, "Stars, including our sun, are born from huge clouds of dust and gas. And after the star has formed, the remaining material often goes on to form a planetary system. As this material clumps together in bigger and bigger lumps, these infant planets can pass in front of the star and cause its light to fade just like those Algol stars, producing what is known as a UX Orionis star." He said one of the stars, V730 Scorpii, was confirmed to be a young solar system based on the information he received. It was determined thanks to an Argentinian astronomer who looked at its infrared heat readings to see if it could be classed as a UK Orionis star. Mr. Poxon said the higher the heat readings from the star, the more likely they were to be caused by the swirling clouds around it, indicating the early stages of a new planetary system. He added that the remaining 12 stars will require further study.